It's time for this week's episode of Radioga.
We're going to talk about the sense of sight. The sense organ is our eyes. The action is vision. And we are going to begin by doing some eye exercises. So first, just rub your hands together. Create some heat. And bring your hands over your eyes. Notice the hollow around the eye sockets. And feel your eyebrows, your eyelids, your eyelashes, and also notice the ability to open and close your eyes, and we're going to do that very quickly. So 30 to 40 times, open and close your eyes. So it's blink, 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 seeing light, dark, light, dark. And do that for another 3 seconds. And then rest your eyes. And now we're going to squeeze the eyelids shut. So squeeze the eyelids tightly, like you're trying to block out light. Another 3 seconds. And then open the eyes and relax them. Take a deep breath in. We're going to begin to exercise the eyes by looking straight up to the ceiling and then look down, stretching those ocular muscles behind the eyes. And then we're going to look from side to side. So inhale at the center, exhale, look over to your right. Inhale back to center, exhale, look over to the left, and do that a couple times back and forth with the breath. Good, and then turn circles with the eyes starting at 12 o'clock, moving to 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Go one more time in that direction, and then go in the opposite direction starting at 6 o'clock, moving to 3, 12, like the numbers on a clock, and try to hit all the numbers the next time so you're really connecting for the entire 360-degree circle with both eyes. And then rest your eyes. Rub your hands together one more time. Place your hands over your eyes and relax the eyes behind the darkness of your hands, covering them. And then we're going to open our eyes and look at an object, and we're going to explore shape, color, and texture or pattern. So pick an object of choice. You might be looking out a window. If you're driving, you're just looking at the open road in front of you, and hopefully you haven't been closing your eyes. But you're going to gaze at that object and look at the shape first, the outer shape of the object. If there's any texture, notice that. And breathe and relax. Notice if you're staring at the object, try to pull back and have a more gentle gaze rather than a staring gaze, relaxing the eyes. And then notice the color of that object and draw your mind back to its color. Really evaluate whether it's multicolored or a single color, and kind of maybe name the color, and then just back off and notice the quality and tone of the color. If there's any shadowing on the object, notice that as well. And then close your eyes and see the color on the back of the eyelids. Notice that that shape of your object is kind of imprinted by way of the ocular nerve holding on to that image. And then open your eyes and notice if there's any pattern, striping, or if you're looking at a clock, you might see the digit or numbers. If you're looking at something that's moving, like a television screen or the road in front of you, then notice that movement and try to relax the eyes as you watch the colors pass or the shapes and form. And then you can either do this by looking out the window at an object in nature, or you can imagine something that you saw recently and use the image in your imagination. But maybe you saw the full moon the other night, maybe you're looking at rain, or you're looking at sunlight streaming through the trees if you're listening to this in the afternoon. But notice how you can either imagine an object in nature, or you can gaze at an object in nature, and just breathing in and breathing out can bring you some relaxation. And a lot of times we're actually practicing meditative gazing when we're waiting for a stoplight to turn green, if we're driving, looking into a candle or the campfire, if we're watching wind blowing through the trees on a windy day, or watching wildlife, if we're watching, say, a doe and a fawn walk through your yard, or observing the sunset or the sunrise. So just notice your vision over the next few days and notice when your vision is soft and gentle or when it's staring and intense. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for practicing a little bit of visual meditation. I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.